If you know me, you know I love, love, love vintage things. I love going to shop for it. I love decorating my house in it. It's just a little personalized touch here and there that I feel like not everybody can just go to the store and grab. And I love having things that other people have loved in their home beforehand. So I thought I'd show you guys some things that I found at the vendor's mall today and at a couple other stores. So first I found, a couple months ago, this little cookie jar. It is so stinking cute. We have our house kind of decorated Western boho. So I thought this matched so stinking cute, and I know someone previously loved this cookie jar so much, so I knew I had to grab it when I seen it. I also grabbed a couple months ago this little set. Here's the top and the bottom, and it still has a price tag on it. But I put the pampas grass in there. I set it over there beside the TV, and we just love this. It's like a little personalized piece, and everybody asked where we got it from because it is so stinking cute. So today, I bought a little brass swan. I'm assuming in her past life she was a napkin holder because of her little heart. But this does slide off. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with this yet. But I am going to use her beside the sink in the bathroom to hold little towels so people can wipe their hands. And I just think she is so stinking cute. I just love her so much. The next thing I bought was this little duck box. I actually bought it because my fiance loves to play cards. He loves to have cards all the time here. So I bought it because it is actually a little card deck, and it comes with the original duck cards. And I just thought that would be so stinking cute to sit out on our bookshelf. And then when we wanted to play cards, we could just get the cards out and play instead of having just random cards everywhere and not knowing where they were at. So the last thing I bought from the vendor's mall was this little guy. I love him. He probably isn't vintage, but I definitely love the way he looks. That's definitely the style I'm going for this year for Halloween. I got cut off from pumpkin, so my fiance does not know that this is here yet, so he'll probably see this in this video. But I just thought he was so stinking cute, and I don't know what I'm gonna do with him yet. I might put him behind the toilet and put toilet paper in here. I don't know yet, but I just thought he was so stinking cute. I just love him so much. So the last thing I bought, it is actually not vintage, even though it looks like it, but I have been wanting one of these so bad, and I have not been able to find a vintage one or one at all without ordering it. And today at Marshall's, I found one. I love this, and I'm hoping that I put enough water in the bottom. The butter's not getting wet, so I'm assuming, hopefully I did, but I just love this little butter belt, and it looks vintage. It matches all our stuff, so I knew I had to grab it when I seen it.